Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello. Hello.
Dirty Work Wednesday. Let's see Morning Zoo.
I have a little problem.
Let's be out of your mind.
Call 473-104.5.
I almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it. I went for it, and I am so glad I did.
What's the worst that could happen?
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Carissa.
Hey, Carissa. What can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so I need you guys to tell me if I have anything to worry about. I have a boyfriend named Tyler, and I noticed a couple weeks ago, you know, he started getting a lot of calls, and he'd leave the room to take them, you know, and then he started getting a lot of text messages while we were together. And so I asked him about it, and at first he was like, you know, babe, I told you, it's fantasy football season. Get ready for this because, you know, we trade a lot of players.
Oh, my God. He plays fantasy football? Yes. You should be very concerned.
I know, but that's not why I'm calling.
Okay.
So one day I see a text come up on his phone, and it says Emily. So I'm like, you know, is Emily playing in this fantasy football league? You know, and he just ends up telling me the real story, which is that his friend Jason broke up with his girlfriend Emily, and ever since then, he's been stuck in the middle trying to talk to the both of them because they refuse to talk to each other, and, you know, he's kind of like the mediator in the relationship.
I got you. Okay, so he's like stuck in, he's like the man in the middle.
Yeah, except the only thing is I keep noticing that most of the phone calls and the texts aren't coming from Jason, they're coming from her.
From this Emily person.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so I'm like, well, tell them both to just grow up and talk to each other like adults, you know? And then he goes, well, you know, what do you think I'm trying to tell them?
Yeah.
You know? So anyway, the phone calls continue and the leaving the room continues and the texts continue. So finally, I'm like, you know what? I end up sending Jason a Facebook message and I said to him, you know, I sure hope you guys get back together soon, you know, between the breakup and the fantasy football season, I hardly get to talk to my own boyfriend anymore.
Right.
So then Jason writes back and he says, you know, I'm not trying to get back together with her. We're done and I'm very happy being single.
Okay, so if he's so happy being single, then why is your boyfriend supposedly working so hard on putting them back together?
Okay, well, you know, that's what I wondered too. I mean, he talks to this Emily girl like 3 times a day, and that's just when I see him.
Okay, so I think I know where you're going with this. Is this Emily girl, like, very attractive?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, she is.
Okay, so are you worried that your boyfriend is being, I don't know, like, more than a shoulder to cry on here for this girl?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I could understand you were helping them both get back together, like you said, but he made it very clear he doesn't want to get back together.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm really sorry for this girl, but at this point, don't you have a female friend you can talk to, really?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you're crazy for feeling that way at all, and I wouldn't be so worried about your boyfriend doing anything, but I would definitely be worried that this other girl is going to come after him. I mean, she obviously has a type. He's friends with this girl's ex, so they probably have a lot in common.
Yeah, and honestly, I mean, listen, what is the best way to make your ex jealous? Start dating his best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you might be justified in being a little worried here. Okay, so what do you want us to do here? Find out if anything more than a friendship is going on?
Yeah, please, if you could.
Yeah, so obviously you have your boyfriend's number. What's his name again?
Tyler.
Tyler, okay. Now, do you happen to have this Emily girl's number as well?
No, but I'm sure I could get it.
Can you get it in the next 10 minutes?
Yes.
Okay, do that because when we come back, I say we either three-way call them or we do something else to try to find out what is really going on between these two. Like, I'd like a peek inside one of these private conversations that he always feels the need to leave the room for. Okay, get us those phone numbers, Chris. When we come back, we're going to make some phone calls next. So what we were going to do is we were going to do a three-way call. We were going to do a call where we called this Emily girl and Tyler at the same time. So we got Tyler's number. Now, why are we not doing the three-way?
Because we're nervous that that's not Emily's number. We don't know if the number we have is Emily's.
Oh, okay. Okay. So we're not,
that would be really awkward.
We're not 100% sure.
Not 100%.
Okay. So let's call. All right. Well, let's call this number then and see if it's Emily. Why don't we do this? Let's call Emily and then we'll run the whole I'm calling to see if your water is running type thing and we'll record her voice.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
And then we'll do that instead.
Like water, power, whatever.
Yeah, we'll do the power. But this way, if it's not really her, then we don't lose anything here. If it's somebody else, then we're like,
they'll say, oh, it's not Emily.
Yeah.
Hello?
Good morning. Can I speak to Emily West, please?
This is Emily.
Good morning, Miss. This is Sean Mendez. I'm calling from Power and Energy. The reason I'm calling is we had a transformer blow last night outside your neighborhood. I'm not sure if you heard it or not.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, anyways, we're trying to figure out how far our power outage actually goes. So can you do me a favor? Tell me, do you currently still have power?
Here at my apartment?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I have power.
So everything's running normally?
Uh-huh.
Electricity works okay?
Yep.
Have you noticed any flickering this morning at all with your lights?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, that's all we need to know. You have yourself a real nice day.
Okay, so should I expect to lose power?
How the hell should I know?
Wait, what?
Boring conversation. Okay. Come on. All right. So let's do this. Now mark out Shaggy for me real quick.
Just her answers?
Yeah. Yeah. Trim out everything that's not her. So trim out. Hold on a second. And then we'll use her. All right. Right there.
Yep.
Okay. Let's keep that. And give me the, when she said, I don't know.
I don't think so.
Yeah. That one. Yeah. Give me that. Okay. And then give me one more like, and the hello. I need the hello.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Mm. All right. So mark all those. All right. So let's call Tyler.
We're doing it right now, right?
Yeah. Let's not play another song. We're already running late. So let's call Tyler and let's leave. And when this starts ringing, why don't you bring Carissa on? So put her on a line that she can hear.
So she can hear everything.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Starting at random. All right, Carissa, we're about to call. Give me a second. Okay, we're about to call Tyler, so we just need you to not say anything while we're talking to him.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. Can we speak to Tyler, please?
This is Tyler.
Hey, Tyler. This is the Z Morning Zoo radio show. Nick, Ashley, and Shaggy on Z104. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. So listen, I don't know if you've been listening this morning or not, but we were asking people to call us with their unusual stories of how they got together. So Emily called us and told us your story. She said you guys were with other people, but there was a breakup. Hang on a second. Let me see if I can get her on here. Hold on a second. Is this Emily?
This is Emily.
Emily. Okay, thanks for joining us. So you said you guys were each in other relationships, right?
Uh-huh.
But then you broke up with your guy, and he was actually a friend of Tyler's?
Yep.
Okay, and you said, as far as you know, nobody really knows about you guys yet, correct?
I don't think so.
Okay, so Tyler, why don't you sort of take over here and then tell us the rest of this story here?
Okay, actually, I don't want to be on the radio with all this. I'm sorry. Is there any way I can talk to Emily off the air?
Yeah, sure. That's no problem. Hang on one sec. Hang on. Okay, you guys are on a private line right now.
Hello?
What the f***, Emily?
Wait, what?
Yeah, what the f***? Did you not think my freaking girlfriend would be listening right now? I told you not to talk about this until I had a chance to talk to her first.
Here at my apartment?
No, the last time I called you, I said give me some time to figure out what I want to say to Carissa before you say anything. This is not giving me some time.
Well, actually, Tyler, if I can interrupt you for a second, you really don't need any time because Carissa is listening to this conversation right now.
Oh, snap! See, f***ing perfect. She heard everything. Thanks a lot for waiting.
So when exactly were you planning on telling me all of this, hmm? Were you going to just keep lying to me this whole time while I was believing you were being this good friend who was just trying to help?
I'm so sorry. I didn't say anything to you because I wasn't sure what was going on between us. I didn't know she was going to call the f***ing radio station and tell everybody.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, Tyler, she didn't call us. We just used her recorded voice so that you thought she did.
What?
Yeah, that was just a recording of her voice. It wasn't live, and she didn't confess to anything.
Okay, so see, there's nothing going on.
Bullshit. You just admitted there was. You just admitted it. You said, I need time to talk to Carissa first.
Yeah, that's because I was going to tell you. I don't want to break up with you.
Yeah, well, that's too bad because I'm breaking up with you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.